This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. An all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex today. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu will address both Houses of Parliament on the opening day of the budget session tomorrow.
साल का पहला पार्लियामेंट सेशन है तो इसका शुरुआत देश का महामहिम राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा संबोधित करेंगे राष्ट्रपति जी का अभिभाषण के बाद इकोनॉमिक सर्वे पेश होंगे 31 जनवरी को फिर 1 फरवरी को 2025 का बजट पेश किया जाएगा
The discussions on the budget will continue until the 13th of February. The budget session will resume again on the 10th of March after a recess. He said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said 364 trains were running continuously throughout the night for the evacuation of devotees who visited Mahakumbh on Mauni Amavasya yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the whole team of railway worked in coordination with the state government. He said nearly 12 lakh devotees boarded these trains to reach their respective cities. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar visited Sangam Ghat at Mahakumbh Prayagraj today and inspected the incident area, which claimed 30 lives yesterday. During the visit, they assessed the situation and reviewed the security arrangements. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath had yesterday directed the Chief Secretary and DGP to assess the situation and submit the report on the incident. Digital payments across India recorded a double-digit jump of 11.1% year-on-year as on September 2024, according to the Reserve Bank of India RBI's index. The RBI's Digital Payments Index, RBI DPI, for September 2024 stands at 465.33, up from 445.5 for March 2024. The increase in the RBI DPI index was driven by growth in payment infrastructure and payment performance across the country over the period. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today interacted with students of various colleges at Youth for a Vikasit Bharat at the University of Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Jayashankar asserted that Vikasit Bharat cannot be envisioned without the youth. He also underscored the need for educating the youth and providing creative freedom for them to excel in different fields. The minister also urged the students to give the best in their fields, but not let the burden of expectations take over. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists, including 7 female members, have surrendered in Narayanpur district. These Maoists surrendered before the senior officers of police and CRPF. These Maoists are accused of being involved in various incidents. The superintendent of police, Prabhat Kumar, said the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has barred financial influencers from using live or recent stock market data in educational content. In a circular yesterday, SEBI stated that educators can only reference stock prices with a three-month lag to prevent real-time trading tips disguised as education. SEBI clarified that unregistered individuals cannot offer investment advice, make performance claims, or indirectly suggest future stock prices. Benchmark domestic equity indices today continued their upward momentum for the third straight session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, gained 227 points to close at 76,760. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added 86 points to settle at 23,249. The broader market indices at the BSE ended nearly flat. In badminton, former world number one Kidambi Srikanth and Shankar Subramanian advanced to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Thailand Masters tournament in Bangkok today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.